translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Shuddha Goswami continued, because such a marriage is not sanctioned by regular scriptures, King Yayati did not like it, but because it was arranged by providence and because he was attracted by Devyani's beauty, he accepted her request. Purport. According to Vedic system, the parents would consider the horoscopes of the boy and girl who were to be married. If according to astrological calculations, the boy and girl were compatible in every respect, the match was called Yotak, and the marriage would be accepted. Even 50 years ago, this system was current in Hindu society. Regardless of the influence of the boy or the personal beauty of the girl, without this astrological compatibility, the marriage would not take place. A person is born in one of three categories known as Devagana, Manushigana and Rakshasgana. In different parts of the universe, there are demigods and demons. And in human society also, some people resemble demigods where others resemble demons. If according to the astrological calculations, there was conflict between a godly and a demonic nature, the marriage would not take place. Similarly, there were calculations of pratiloma and anuloma. The central idea is that if the boy and girl were on equal level of marriage, would be happy, whereas inequality would lead to unhappiness. Because care is no longer taker in marriage, we now find many divorces. Indeed, divorce has now become a common affair. Although formally, one's marriage would continue lifelong and the affection between husband and wife was so great that the wife would voluntarily die when her husband died or would remain a faithful widow throughout her entire life. Now, of course, this is no longer possible, for human society has fallen to level of animal society. Marriage now take place simply by agreement, dampatya abhiruchur hetu. The word abhiruchi means agreement. If the boy and girl simply agree to marry, the marriage take place, but when the Vedic system is not rigidly observed, marriage frequently ends in divorce. Very nice statement, Prabhupada, and put the final. But when the Vedic system is not rigidly observed, marriage frequently ends in divorce. Om Agyante Vinandasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshuna Milatam Yantasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padai Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne. Namaste Saswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharne Nirvishe Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtarne. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadar Shiva Asadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Narayanam namaskritnam charnarotnam devin sasati vyasam tato jayam dhiryat. Vancha kalpatur vishkripa sindhu vevacha patitanam pavne vyashni vebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutleshan Giriraj Swamin Iti Namine. So Shukda Goswami is saying here, this marriage was not sanctioned by regular scriptures, because King Yayati was actually a Kshatriya, where Devyani was daughter of a Brahman. The Prabhupada explains there are similar calculations of Patiloma and Anuloma. Now, it is very difficult for modern society to accept arranged marriages. The concept looks like taboo to them, is frightening. They say, how could it possible? Arranged marriage? Are you dumping the girl to the boys? You just want to dump? So they cannot even perceive the concept of this Vedic system of marriages. And Prabhupada here in the purport is saying, where is the line, 50 years ago. Even 50 years ago, this system was current in Hindu society. Regardless of the influence of boys or the personal beauty of girl, without this astrological compatibility, the marriage would not take place. Even the boy and girl likes, marriage would not take place. Now, Prabhupada is mentioning, when Prabhupada was translating these books, that means 65, when he was 70s, you know, before he started translating all his, you know, notes and everything. Finally, he went to America, 69. So you can imagine Prabhupada is mentioning 50 years, means 1920. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that Bharat Bhumi te Munishya Hoile Janamaja, Janam Sata Kari Karo Parupkar. A person who is very fortunate to take the birth at the land of India, track of India. Now, that particular track of India, of course, then broader sense, the earth is Bharat, and that's different, but mentioning particularly is about India. The track of land from Himalaya up to Kanyakumari, that is a very special track of land on the entire globe. This track of land is civilized according to Vedic culture. Like these days we see that person who takes birth in a Western society or materially advanced society, technologically, or you know, you get facilities, all sorts of facilities are available, education, health, so many others. But if one takes birth in some African country, some developing country, some very, you know, and then you think that person is not very lucky, is very unlucky, is starvation and so many other problems. So these days we think that if somebody takes birth in this part of the world, he is fortunate. He must have done some pious activities. So he's getting these facilities. Similarly, the taking birth in that track of land from right from Himalayas up to Kanyakumari, and that is because it is called Yoga Bhumi, where rest of the part of the world is called Bhoga Bhumi. Bhumi means land, piece of land. When we call Bhog means sense gratification. Where Vedic civilization is not based on sense gratification. Vedic civilization is based on the Vedas and is actually for Atma Gyan, for the spirituality. Now, according to Vedas, the person is called very advanced, civilized, because a person is advanced if he is living according to Vedic rules and regulations. Now, this concept of here, we'll try to touch that. Now, not even 1920 Prabhupada is mentioning, even I was very fortunate to born in the family, like my father was Orthodox Hindu, Orthodox Indian families, where these things are very strictly followed. Now, I'm not going to speak on that. I will touch how it is, how we were trained in the, like in my own family, with my own parents, with my own uncles and aunties and everything. But this concept of marriage is not that you are dumping somebody on someone. First is, there are anulom and pratilom. According to Vedic astrology, anulom is when the boy from the higher caste can accept the girl from the lower caste. That is anulom. And pratilom is if the boy is from the lower caste and the girl is from the higher caste. And generally, it is said, I was reading one of the purport of Prabhupada, generally it becomes like, what is called, rakshasas, if that sort of marriage takes place. So this marriage is not acceptable. Here it is pratilom, because Devyani is a daughter of a Brahman, where he was a king. but still he accepted. Because he was influenced with the beauty, and he thought, this is my providence, this according to my fate, this is happening. And generally how the marriages takes place, arranged marriages, is not simply you match the horoscopes and they think, well, okay, these are the stars, and horoscope is met and the marriage is done. No, it is not that simple. It is not that simple. The way marriage is done is, it has to be checked the gotras. The gotra means lineage, the clan you are born in. So in Vedas, in Vedic culture, we all have certain gotras. Yes, you have got a gotra? Yes? What is the gotra of yours? No, that is Achyuta gotra, that is different. Then once you become a devotee, you disconnect from the birth gotras. But you have got it. Vishvakarma, very good. So, Brahmanas has got a gotras, every Brahmanas, and similarly, Kshatriyas has got gotras, then the Vaishyas has got gotras, and Shudras, practically, they have got gotras, but you know, because in the Shudras, sometimes they go no gotras. Now, what is gotra in the Brahman system? Like you see, there is lineage which started from Vishvamitra, so that gotra becomes Vishvamitra. Gautam gotra. So similarly, the Vashishta gotra, then Joshi gotra, these are the gotras. Similarly, there are gotras in the Rajput. Like we born in a Rajput family. Like we actually born in there's a king, his name was Gogan, and from Gogan king, all the descendant of Gogan is called Gogna Gotra. Now why I'm mentioning these gotras to you? Because when the marriage is taking place, the boy and girl, they are not simply matching boy and girl. Of course they will match, okay, how the boy is, what the nature of the boy is, what the nature of the girl is. And in the, it's actually the families who are arranging it. The way it is arranging is, the boy and a girl, they cannot marry in the same gotras. Like if the Gogna gotra there is, then you cannot marry a girl from the Gogna gotra, because that's your gotra, that's your sister. So even the mother's side gotra, it cannot be married. That's number one. Now secondly, both the father's side gotra and the mother's side gotra, that is checked. That's number one. Similarly for the girl and the boy. And then they ask the society, because his marriage is in the society, so they know what sort of family is that. So you're actually marrying the families. It's uniting two families. It is not simply boy and a girl. It's not a matter of boy and girl. When the girl comes in the house, then she accepts the whole family. Now the system is working perfectly well. It's perfectly well. Like, give you example. Like my sister, they were 15 years old when they got married. My brother was only 7 or 8 years old when he got engaged. Bhabhi mean brother's wife. She was only 6. So they accepted compatibility. Okay, these charts are matching. The families are matching. So then they accepted. It was working because girl knew, my engagement is done, this is going to be my husband. So she would not loiter on the streets and, you know, seeing which is good for me, which is not bad for me. And the boy would not look for another girl. He knew my engagement is done. That's accepted. Now, then because it was only fixed, because fixed in the sense was, you understand what I mean? It was fixed. You trained up. And when the children were marrying very young in Vedic culture, they were trained. You could train the child. Like, give you example, my bhabhi came 15 years ago, 15, she was 15. So mother would teach in Vedic culture, that's my mother taught my, this is not only our family, this is the culture we were brought up in, everywhere, there was no divorce. 50 years ago, I'm 55 now. We would never hear a word divorce in the entire society, in the entire city in India at that time. And when the divorce happened of Indira Gandhi, and I remember my father came, and there was one of our relatives, she was divorcing. It was a huge issue in the whole family. They said, how can that be done? And the divorce was happening in Delhi, and all the relatives in Punjab, they are getting together. In somebody's family, it was uncles and somebody else is having the divorce over there in Delhi, and the whole meeting is going on with all the relatives. This is unacceptable. Only in Indira Gandhi only, because she is not a Hindu. And how dare this happens in the society? Now this was, we've grown. I would go to my father's shop. How I knew all these Gotras and everything, because when I would go, I was 5 years old. And in India, the system is, Prabhupada even told, the system is a carpenter boy, he will go and help his father. A jeweler's son will go and help his father. I was five. I would, after school, I would just go to the shop. And I would stay with my father whole day. And I'll read here and there. You know, that's how the children, and you learn the trade from the father. That was Vedic culture. In Vedic culture, there was no insurances. These days, old people have to have the insurance. Who look after the old people? What Vedic culture is, the children were the insurances. When the child grows up, after 15, 16, he can look after the business, then father would just sit on one side of the shop, and he would say, oh, count money only. That's what happens. Even now, you go to Loy Bazaar, you go to Dinesh Cloth House, you know, you all buy dhotis and you know that. The father of his, he will sit over there, and all the children are working and everything, and he will only accept money and give money. That's a system. And he will only accept money and give money to the people. That's all he will do. Open the till, look after the money. And that's how we were trained. And you know, my father would work. When my grandfather was there, and my grandfather got very, very old, then my father became old, then he would sit down. He would tell us, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this. That's how we trained the children. And that's how I learned the trade. And while there, they're doing a business, they are having all these meetings of marriage fixing in the Vedic culture. This is true. There was a marriage fixing. This is how I'm trying to share it with you. This is how it was a big issue, because the girls don't know the boy, boy doesn't know the girl, and then the father will say, you know, this person, that person, his boy is very good for that girl. I say, yes, that girl is very good. So then they will compare. Then they will say, then that doesn't mean they will just dump. They will ask, okay, we are looking for a boy. He's from this family, that's how they're materially situated, and that's how they are, the nature of the boy is, and that's how the family is there, and there was a zero divorce rate. 50 years ago, there was no divorce rate. I can't guarantee now my own grandchildren, or my children, I can't guarantee now, because we're living in this part of the world now. They're trained up with this technology. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. But I try to give whatever I learned from my father. I try to give to my children. But how much they will take, that depend on now modern society, because you can't control. Before, I like to mention these points, because it's very, you know, it's very interesting. Now, so they will not only marry the boy and the girl, but rather a family. The girl will go and just with the family. Like my mother-in-law would tell my wife, I never saw my wife. I never saw. She never saw me, I never saw. It was a fixed marriage. So, and who fixed it? Not the father, grandfather of my wife. So he was my customer, and my father was a jeweler, and I would make a jewelry with her. Now I'm only 55, not very old in the sense. So I'm not talking 100, 200 years ago. Right? So, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, and then he would come to shop one day, he said, you know, I'm looking for a boy. He told my father. Now my father was involved with this marriage fixing, you know, over there. So he said, well, the girl is Manglik. Now I'm looking for a Manglik boy. Now, in Rajput family. Now we are actually Rajput. Rajputra, the word in Rajasthan, the people who are warrior Rajas, their children are called Rajputs. So our ancestors from Rajasthan, the King Gogan, his descendant, they moved to Punjab. So now, not only us, but so many other Rajputs, they moved. So there's a clan of Rajputs, they started jewelry trade over there because there was no war was going on between Mughals at that time. So no war was there, they start jewelry trade. So that's how the Rajputs are there. So when you marry, so they marry Rajputs. So I never saw my wife. And then she said, oh, well, there's a nice girl, and they made the chart. So I said, can I see the photo at least? So they send a photo. Now, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, my mind was like trained in such a way that according to your fate, according to your destiny, you're going to get your wife. So she's good looking, she's not good looking, she's tall. And I'm not very tall. So I thought, hope she's not taller than me. That was my concern. So the grandfather said, oh, no, she's not taller than you. She's only 5'1". I said, that's okay then. So the only time we saw each other is at Heathrow Airport. This is in 1981, only Heathrow Airport. But because she was trained in a family, her family is very cultured family. Very, very cultured family. Parents, they gave, I'm not saying because they're my in-laws, but I'm just mentioning how Vedic system works. How the Vedic system works. So they train, you know, and then they say, okay, you're going to... So my mother used to say the same thing, and my mother-in-law says this even today. She's very rigid, very clean, very neat and clean, very Brahminical. The house is very, very Brahminical. And she would say, this is not your house. Your house is when you're going to get married. That is your going to be house. So right from the childhood, the girl was trained in such a way in the Vedic system that this is not your house. It's like a paddy field. When you plant the rice in a paddy field, you first put the rice, and then little plant comes, you pluck it, and then you put it somewhere else. And then it grows. That's exactly how the Vedic system is. So like a paddy field, so the girl is trained up in a system, so she can become happy. That is the reason they were giving dowry system was, that is the reason. The dowry system was not simply to bribe the husband, to bribe the husband's side. Oh, now I am a rich. Prabhupada, I was listening to lecture of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was explaining, people do elaborate weddings over there. People spend crores of rupees on the weddings. I was just listening to lecture a few days ago of Prabhupada. But the reason of that was different. The reason of that, the dowry was that when she's going to house, she would have, because compatibility is already there. They know that this family is according to our, how much wealth they have got, what sort of nature they have got. So when they go, even then the father would think, love his daughter, that they may not, the facilities they wanted to give, because she's so much habitual of living with the father house, so she can take few things with her. So at least she doesn't miss, or she doesn't make any demand to the father-in-laws. So, you know, I need this, or I need that. Shishi Radha Gokulanji ki jai, Sita Ram. It's a very, you know, you can say, it can become controversial, but it is not. It is not. Vedic system is different. And the father will give. That is why even, and what do you think that it is wrong? No. Mana, the Himalaya's wife Mana, Parvati's mother, she was very much concerned about the Parvati marriage. And it was I've forgotten the name. The Rishi came and he told him that she is going to marry the person who will have no house, who will have no money. And Mana was disturbed. Mana was disturbed. She said, "My daughter?" And the Himvan, he was the king Himvan, he says, "Mana, this is fine because, you know, it's a destiny of our daughter." But he knew she's marrying Shiva. When she was told, Mana told that she's marrying Shiva, the Mana got very upset. "Oh, she's marrying a Shiva? He's got no house?" So if you, I don't know, you will really enjoy in India, if you anybody brought up in India, jangam dekha na, they have Shiva's devotees, they perform marriages actually of Shiva and Parvati. They only do for 3 hours. A beautiful performance they do. Maybe the drama team can learn that how they make this marriage. I may try to record something for you, bring for you. This is something very nice you can do. And a beautiful, beautiful marriage was arranged between Parvati and Shiva. And Mana was concerned. Mana was so worried. How my Parvati, my princess, that she will marry a Shiva who's got no house? And when the marriage happens, when the Shiva came with the Ganas, Gana means the Bhutas and the Pretas and the Jakshas, when all they came, and at that time it was a huge demonstration, and Mana was fainted at that time. Oh my God. And he had all the ashes on the, and then at that time, when she fainted, then again, and marriage was not cancelled, but it was delayed, and then actually at that time they requested Shiva, "Oh Shiva, please do one favor. This Mana is very disturbed." At that time, it was requested, and then, "Please, you accept a form which very pleasing." And that is when he accepted a form of a Chandrasekhar. The name Chandrasekhar is name of a Shiva. And then he accepted the beautiful Shiva, did not wear, he like a prince or something, you know. So it's a whole episode of that. And same thing is Maharaj Janak. When Maharaj Janak saw, this was again the bow of Shiva, nobody could lift it up. According to Valmiki Ramayana, the Swambar happened before. Now they say that actually Swambar came, and everybody came in the Swambar. And then nobody could lift it up, and then the Ram came and he lifted up in front of the assembly. Actually, according to Valmiki Ramayana, that did not happen. Valmiki Ramayana is when Vishwamitra, when they went to kill this Taraka, and Taraka was killed, and then he says to Ram, Lakshman, then he explained about Ganga. He crossed the Ganga, then he said, "Ram, now we have crossed the Ganga." Then the whole glorification of Maharasagra was there. And he explained how, like, Krishna is from, Ram is from Suryavanshi. Suryavanshi, Raghuvanshi. King name is Raghu. The Gotra of Ram is Raghu. That's why Raghu Kulurit Sada Chali Aayi, Prana Jaye Parvachana Na Jaye. Raghu Kulurit. And the Krishna's, the Gotra is called Yadav Gotra. They say that 20% of Indian population is Yadav even now. 20%. The biggest clan in the entire world is actually Yadav dynasty. So even now, even today, 20% of Indian are Yadavs. So anyway, when Vishwamitra Muni, he took Ram and Lakshman to Janak Maharaj, he said, "There is a beautiful city called Mithila, and I want to take you to the after Ahalya episode." So Ahalya was delivered, and then he entered the city of Mithila, and then when he went, and the Dashrath saw this beautiful young boys, 16 years old boys, and then he was very captivated with the beauty of the boy. And then at that time he said, "Wish if I can give my hand of my daughter Sita to this boy." But then he showed him something. He said, "Oh my dear prince, I want to show you something. We had they did have a swambar, no doubt. They said we performed a function, a swambar, but there is something very special." Then Vishwamitra Muni himself, he explained to Ram at that time. Then first, then he told him, he instructed him to lift the bow. But then this Janak, then he explained, he said, this is something very special. This bow was bow of actually Shiva. Because Tripurasur was killed with the bow. Tripurasur in Tripura, he was living in the three cities. They were covered in a bubble. So there's some sort of bubble. Nobody could pierce these three bubbles. And this Asur, he was so powerful that no demigods, nobody could pierce. Even Shiva could not pierce this bubble. Then Shiva told the idea. He said, "I tell you how to do it." And this is when they given birth to Kartikeya. Kartikeya came simply only to kill Tripurasur. So then Kartikeya, he pierced this Tripurasur city. And then Shiva said, "I will kill him with my bow." So then he killed Tripurasur with the bow. And that particular bow of Shiva was given to the ancestors of Janak Maharaj. I forgot the name of the king. And that bow was kept. The bow was so heavy, the Valmiki Muni writes in Ramayana that actually 5,000 people, how many people? 5,000 of people have to move the bow. If you need to move the bow, 5,000 people, so heavy. But one day, Sita was just playing with the other children, merely a child. And Sita was playing with the other children, and simply she moved the bow. She lifted the bow. And when Dashrath Maharaj saw, oh my God, she is not ordinary lady. She is a Lakshmi. That's exactly what he thought. She must be the incarnation of Lakshmi, and that she lifted the bow. So that time he decided. Now again compatibility. This is called arranged marriages. A compatibility, he said, the only person I will give my hand to Sita is that person who can lift the bow up. Who will do the bow up? Only Kshatriyas. So that's how all the kings came. Nobody could lift, not even Ravana. Different stories about Ravana. They said Ravana could have done it because he was a great devotee of Shiva. Some people give this, some Vaishnavas, they give this commentary. No, I don't know where it comes from, but they give commentary. They said Shiva was so powerful because a great devotee of Ravan was a great devotee of Shiva. But at that time, with the providence, he heard noises from the background when he was just about to pick the bow. He heard some messages, "Your Lanka is burning." So he was so attached to the Lanka, so they said he left. That's one version of it. The other say even he could not lift. But doesn't matter. But Ram came and Vishwamitra Muni told Ram, go and pick this bow up. And what did Ram done? Ram first offered obeisance to Vishwamitra. He's a guru. That's how the system is. He first offered obeisance to the guru. And then he went to the Shiva. Oh, this bow belongs to Shiva. Then he offered nice obeisance to the bow itself. And then he, prakarma, what is called? Circumambulated? Yeah, I can't say this word. So so then he done the prakarma of the bow, and then he offered obeisance, and then he lifted the bow. Not only strung, but when he was going to string the bow broke. And the whole episode, then Parshuram came and how all these things are there. But what is that? Compatibility. So now, this is very, the whole system of that is adjustable, because in the olden times the marriages were successful because children were very young, they could adjust with each other. Girl is 15 years old, she knew, my marriage is getting, okay, let's adjust. They would mold themselves, their nature. I was 17, 19, 2 years it took me to come here. My wife was 17. My sister was 15. My other sister was 17. But what was the teaching? Teaching was go and adjust. There's always difficulties. There is some difficulties when then this is when they call bicholas in India. They used to call. They used to sit down and they used to counsel each other. Counsel not only the simply boy and a girl, but the families itself. But now the culture is lost. Even India needs this Vedic culture. People are. I was hearing the news. They're banning eggs in one state. And the news reporter's name is Anjana Kash. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use the name. I know. We don't know who is watching and where is watching, you know. Maybe on. So there is a person from a Kashyap, means, I won't name the. Kashyap means Brahman. And this lady is talking, telling people, why can't you eat beef? Why can't you eat eggs? Are, what sort of Kashyap you are? It's a demons. Because it is not. It's the same thing. Viprate sutra evahi. You simply become Brahman, simply you are wearing a sutra. Oh, I'm a Brahman. So the culture is losing. And there is a hope of one thing. The culture has to be revived. So this is problem outside. We devotees, we are trying. But we have problems too. I was just told at, I'm not going to mention, I was discussing with this issue because it is our family. This is our family. I learned, you see, I'm very grateful. My father used to tell me a lot of things which I applied in my life, and which is all Krishna conscious. Prabhupada, my father used to say, you're worshipping so many different pujas. Forget about it. The conclusion is only Bhagavad Gita. He used to say, he said, God is Narayan. He used to worship Narayan, Vishnu. He said, God is only Narayan. Just read Bhagavad Gita. Raman, why are you wasting your time? But when I came to Prabhupada, when I said, no, I want to see if Krishna has created. I knew, they say Krishna is avatari. So Krishna create. I want to see what other philosophies has to offer. And I did see. I did try to read all the different Qurans and Bibles and all sorts of things. But when Prabhupada, one sentence has convinced me. Just one sentence of Prabhupada. And how did they convince? I got very high regard for the book distribution. We may think, oh, I've distributed so many books, it's working. Devotee does not mean the devotee is living in the temple, the devotee is living outside. One sentence of Prabhupada, there is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Sri Krishna. This is the line hit in my heart. Just analyze the line. Just one line. It looks very simple line. Just one line gives you conclusion of everything. Prabhupada said, there is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Sri Krishna. And I remember when I came out of the Hindu temple, when I came to this country in 81, I may have told this story. I came in it very first week. I love Haridwar. Because born in Punjab and Hindus, Rajputs, Haridwar is, you know. And I always love the place to go. And I said, I'm going to go to Haridwar one day. And I'm going to just become a sadhu, live in ashram, do nothing, you know. But somehow the Krishna sent me to England. And I came, and very first week I saw devotees. At that time there was no Indian devotees. And I remember when I saw these devotees in South all doing Harinam, that was my first contact with the Hare Krishnas. I heard about Hare Krishnas when I was young, but there was not many devotees. If there would be devotees in Punjab, I would have joined them at that time. But they was not available at that time in that city. But some other, when I came, I tell people very, well, we are humble, but for your guru you can be proud. We can be proud for ourselves, for the guru we can be proud. So we are very proud of Prabhupada. That because of him, I was able to see, I tell them on the behalf of Prabhupada, that people go and find God in the holy places. I found God in London. I found Krishna in London. I saw devotees in London. And the book, when it was given to me, and I picked up the books after 3 years. Or 2 years, 2-3 years. And 81 when we came, 70-80 devotees were here only. Janamashtami. And I told my wife, I want to go to Hare Krishna temple. So she brought me here. Her brother brought me here. And so What I say is, this Vedic culture, India is losing, the world is losing, because the world has become small, the internet, the connectivity in the world. Can you imagine, about 25 when I came, at that time, if India and England was very far. Can you imagine Prabhupada then, when he went to America? So far, that even if we have to ring, it was 50 pence a minute or 50p a minute or something, British Telecom at that time. You ring over there, it was 16 rupees a pound. So expensive to ring India. You write a letter goes after 1 week. Then you get the letter after 1 week. And you want to send a message. By the time you say, okay, my father is you, my brother is, or somebody is ill. By the time letter reach and the return back, the person is gone. Right? Yeah, but these days, you know, immediate, wherever. I mean, can you imagine how technology, how connectivity has done in the world? I mean, the pictures, and you used to send the pictures to somebody, you go to have a film, and go to this process, you send a company, they post you the photos, and the process was whole Kodak. You remember Kodak was, you know? And you used to process the photos and everything. These days, no, nothing. I mean, I was just telling my wife yesterday, I said, how this world has connectivity? Simply, you WhatsApp for photos going here and there and everywhere. Everything is done. The world has become, it's shrunk. It's all Maya Danav. It's all, but now, what we do now, and now before that compatibility, now come back to the same verse. Compatibility was simply the family's compatibility, the girl's compatibility, the boys, the whole, Janampatri was there. First was Janampatri, nothing else. And now these days, there is not, you won't find, I tell you, I guarantee you, I learned astrology from my father, tell people to follow it, because once it's a karam kand, you don't need to do it. No need to do it. It's very, very rare to find astrologer. Very rare. It's so rare, 1 out of 100,000 you will find somebody who is right. No, I can't even find right astrologer for my own a birth chart for my own grandsons. You believe it or not, I got second grandson. I did not make his chart. Now you'll ask me why? Because there is no person qualified to make it. The person who made it, I thought, these are the mistakes you are doing. And I don't advise on that. But now, why I'm mentioning this particular point is, in our time, we had a person to make a compatibility chart, but these days, if you tell somebody, oh, this is a boy and a girl for you, they say, oh, can I check on a Facebook? So people don't check charts, people check Facebooks. And according to the Facebook, they check what sort of friends he has got and what sort of mentality this person has got. And matter of fact, the Facebook, there is no friend. I saw some message, there is so many friends on the Facebook, but on his crematorium, nobody read there, because it's impersonalism. So the whole system, there is a hope, there is one thing, that is only Krishna consciousness. That is why Vyasadeva mentioned, Devrishi Narada told Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva, whatever you have written, whatever is done, till you do not write about Krishna, till that time, your mind will not be satisfied, and the people of the world will not be satisfied. So if you want to give something for the people of Kali Yuga, give them Bhagavatam. And in Bhagavatam, this is why Kale Dosh Nide Rajan Hasti Ek Mahan Guna. Ek, only one Mahan Guna, nothing else. Kitna Deva Krishnasya Muksanga Prambhriti. Only Kirtan of Krishna, chanting the name of Krishna. Now that books, which 5,000 years ago, Narada is telling to Vyasadeva, Vyasa Muni, Vyasadeva, write these books. So can you imagine what sort of instruction Narada has given to Vyasadeva, and what sort of the same what Prabhupada has taken from his guru? And Prabhupada put inference on the books. He returned to Bhagwan when he was preaching in in France, he said, what is your 3-minute preaching will do? Give them book. This will change somebody's heart. So what I see is this: these books are very, very important. Books of Prabhupada are very important. So this culture, you may think, well, it's impossible. It is not impossible. It is possible. Future is very bleak. Kali Yuga is advancing. People are losing the culture. So the whole system can be revived simply if we take. And we cannot give unless we don't practice. If you don't practice, then you cannot do it. Aapki jeb mein kuch hoga to doge na. If you have got something in your pocket, only then you can give to somebody. If your pocket is empty, what charity you can do? You cannot give anything because yourself is bankrupt. So the most important of that is our own sadhana. Whatever difficulties are there, difficulty is going to be there. Health-wise, wealth-wise, society-wise, because this is an effect of Kali Yuga. So the hope is only, it's very simple hope, and that is Krishna consciousness. And that is not only in the Western world, it is everywhere. It is India. India is pious land, but people are losing culture. There are nice people. Even now the system is still working. But now it's shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. People are going into the metro cities, different. They are not living there. They like to look like a Western. So only person I told in Vrindavan, I was just a few weeks ago, I was told in the, I said in India, now the Western people are accepting sarees. And who introduced the sarees? Prabhupada introduced. And when the Indian girls, Indian ladies start wearing mini skirts and all these sort of clothes. And then they say, well, there's a problem from the rape and problem. What do you expect? Accept the Vedic culture. And the Vedic culture is very beautiful. And in that Vedic culture, the conclusion is actually, and that is chanting the name of Krishna, Kale Doshni De Rajan, Hasti Eko Mahan Guna. So wherever we are in the world, it is completely in chaos. So the only shelter is, let us take the shelter of Krishna consciousness. And if we, you know, then brahmachari or vanprastha or household, whatever is there, we have to become a devotee. Somebody just mentioned me on that day. He said, well, you know, just joked, you know, oh, take sannyas. What is sannyas? We don't have to become sannyasi. We have to become a devotee. That's what, because our philosophy is not changing people's religion. Our philosophy is not changing people's culture. Our philosophy is changing consciousness. We are simply known for consciousness. This is why this society is called International Society of Krishna Consciousness. This is Society of Consciousness. Till the consciousness is not changed, till that world cannot be peaceful.